This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, September 21st. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Water board fees go up again. Cal OSHA official is out. Ross, California's ag tech is exported globally, and foreign farmland getting more scrutiny. Water board again raises fees, with more likely to come. As anticipated, the state water board has approved yet another round of fee increases to finance the rapidly growing agency. In January, fees for waste discharge will rise 8.5%, for confined animals by 6.2%, and for irrigated lands by 5.8%. Water rights fees will increase a modest 3% for each acre foot. Advocates for farms and water districts unsuccessfully pled with lawmakers this session to use taxpayer dollars to finance a portion of the regulatory programs aimed at general public benefits. Bob Gore, on behalf of several of those organizations, warned of more costs ahead. Lawmakers, for example, shelved two controversial proposals to reform water rights and planned to return to them in January. Though the price of milk has remained essentially the same since 2012, fees on dairies have risen 155%. That according to J.P. Cavalia, who directs regulatory affairs at Dairy Cares. And the water board is not a bubble. Farmers in the Chowchilla Management Zone paid 40% more in fees to comply with the nitrate control program. One pistachio processor has faced a 65% increase in waste discharge fees, explaining Roger Isom, president and CEO of the Western Agricultural Processors Association. Another facility pays $89,000 annually in fees, with further compliance costs tacked on. The discharge fees are tenfold greater than all other regulatory costs combined. It is not sustainable, said Isom. We simply can't do it. Key Cal OSHA official to leave. Christina Shoup, executive officer of the Cal OSHA Standards Board, plans to leave her post to take a position at the Central Valley Water Board. Shoup announced the news at the FIRA USA Robotics Conference in Salinas, prompted by Michael Miller, Director of Government Relations for the California Association of Wine Grape Growers. Miller has, quote, always found her to be a person of great integrity, upright honesty, in his 7 years working with her. Shoup has been at Cal OSHA for about 13 years. Ross, California's ag tech solutions get global traction. Speaking at FIRA USA, CDFA Secretary Karen Ross was excited to chat up the ag tech opportunities for California. She noted that small farms account for more than 80% of the state's agricultural land. Automated solutions developed in California can be shipped around the world, owing to the prevalence of small farms and specialty crops, she said. Ross added that the drive for new technologies has expanded workforce recruitment beyond ag schools to programs in engineering, food science, and nutrition. And on that note, Senator John Laird of Santa Cruz, who joined Ross on stage, explained the challenge with restoring UC Cooperative Extension budget 2 years ago, which boosted it by 58%. It took 6 months, he said. It was really hard work. Without that bump, UC Agriculture and Natural Resources was considering adding fees to farmers to cover the budget shortfall. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Senate Ag sets foreign farmland hearing. Senate Agriculture Committee is wading into the controversy around foreign ownership of U.S. cropland. A long-expected hearing on the issue is scheduled for next Wednesday. The witnesses will include Gloria Montano Green, USDA Deputy Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, USDA responsible for enforcing reporting requirements for foreign farmland purchases. Harrison Pittman, Director of the National Agricultural Law Center at the University of Arkansas, and Michigan State University economist David Ortega also will testify. Now take note, the Senate voted 91-7 in July to bar investors from China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea from buying U.S. farmland and agriculture companies. The vote came on an amendment to the annual defense authorization bill. The House Ways and Means Committee advanced a tax package in June that includes a proposed 60% excise tax on purchases of land by individuals or businesses based in China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, Cuba, and Venezuela. SEC rule seeks to prevent greenwashing by investment funds. In an effort to prevent greenwashing, the Securities and Exchange has strengthened a requirement that at least 80% of the value of a fund's assets are invested in line with, quote, the investment focus that the fund's name suggests. That according to a final rule approved by the SEC yesterday. The increasing importance placed on companies' environmental, social, and government goals has led more investment funds to focus on areas such as sustainability or social responsibility. Extending this rule should prevent situations where a fund technically conforms to the 80% rule but contradicts the fund name with the remaining portion of the holding, said shareholder representative group As You Sow. An example of this is a fund with fossil fuel free in the name that includes fossil fuel holdings in the 20% basket. Greenwashing, the final rule says, quote, involves the risk that funds marketing ESG strategies may exaggerate their ESG practices or the extent to which their investment products take into account ESG factors. Ag employers respond to the Department of Labor's proposed H-2A rule. The National Council of Agriculture Employers says the Biden administration's proposed new projections for H-2A workers are an undisguised end run around the Supreme Court. The court ruled in 2021 that a California regulation allowing union activists to recruit on farms was unconstitutional. The Labor Department's latest proposed rule specifically allows labor organizations to be invited and accepted guests at employer-provided guest worker housing. It would also allow labor organizations to be present at any meeting between an employer and an employee that might result in discipline. Michael Marsh, NCAE president and CEO, says the proposed rule would make H-2A workers, quote, vulnerable to these union organizing tactics to which we and our employees object. NCAE also criticized the language used by the agency to announce the proposal, calling it, quote, stunning in both arrogance and its disconnectedness from the reality of the Department of Labor's own evidence in what seems an apparent attempt to cast shade falsely and disrespectfully at farmers and ranchers. Well, here's today's She Said It. Ben, I wish everybody was committed to safety the way you are, but we all know that there are good actors and bad actors. That's Christina Shoup, Executive Officer of the Cal OSHA Standards Board, talking to Ben Alfie, CEO of Blue White Robotics, during a panel discussion at FIRA USA. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, September 21st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Downey.